What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of The Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 590. In this episode, I'll play an excerpt from one of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy trainings on using the seagull sign to identify a patient at risk of clinical deterioration. In this excerpt, I'm describing charting blood pressure and heart rate on a graph paper from an anesthesia record. If you're familiar with this method of charting already, it'll probably be very easy to follow along with the audio. If not, you'll definitely want to go to the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode590 so that you can watch the video illustration of the seagull sign to identify a patient at risk of clinical deterioration. Here are some other ways that you can identify shock. This is something called a seagull sign. Now, what you're looking at here is a method that typically in the U.S. anesthesiologists use to chart vital signs in between a procedure. In other countries, this is also how vital signs may be charted on a clinical ward. I believe Australia is one of those countries. Now, what you're looking at here is the systolic blood pressure is marked by this down caret, and this represents a down caret at 120 millimeters of mercury. The diastolic blood pressure is marked by this up caret, and that is represented at 80. And then this patient's heart rate is marked by the dot, which is a heart rate of 90. So the top caret is your seagull, and the seagull is pooping, and the poop is falling down below the seagull, and this is the natural order of the universe. So everything is fine with the patient here in terms of oxygen delivery. Now you'll see the next interval at which vital signs were measured. The seagull has dropped to 90 millimeters of mercury, and the diastolic down here to 60. But the patient's heart rate has increased to 110. And so now the poop is falling on the seagull, and if you don't do something soon, it will be falling on your patient as well. So the seagull sign is simply a measure. If we go back to the example of oxygen delivery, when the stroke volume decreases, the heart rate is going to increase, and a heart rate that is greater than the systolic blood pressure may be seen as a sign that there is a significant problem with oxygen delivery that the patient is trying to compensate for. You can get access to the full-length training, more than 150 others, and share the content with all your students and residents that come on rotation with you to enhance your rotation experience and save time as a preceptor by going to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.